When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Did you know, White Boy Malcolm X, that Michelle Obama, Michelle, down for the struggle, Obama, she has her very own podcast. She does. Yes, that she does. It's called The Light Podcast, whatever the hell that means. And here's the blurb on it. In candid chats with her famous friends, so another social climber, including Oprah Winfrey, billionaire, Ellen DeGeneres, lesbian mean girl, Tyler Perry, I believe another billionaire, and Conan O'Brien, ginger has been, the former first lady touches on race, gender, and her own personal insights on building meaningful relationships. Yeah, with billionaires, lesbian mean girls, and ginger has-beens. And here's where they really lay it on thick. All with her unique blend of wisdom, compassion, and humor. Blah! Now that has got to be torturous at best. This multimillionaire, social climbing fraud, pretending to be all down for the struggle, living a grand gay old life in her multimillion dollar estate out there on Martha's Vineyard, one of several mansions she owns. And can you imagine? I mean, right now in 2023, can you imagine being one of those useful idiot black folks out there, one of the ones who masturbated every time Barack came out? Oh, hope and change, change and hope. Them and the hysterical white liberals. Okay, probably mostly hysterical white liberals who jerked off to that. But basically, one of the morons who fell for his nonsensical shtick, thought that electing a black president, even this cardboard cutout, would bring about some sort of, I don't know, race reset, societal evolution, equity, everyone being equally miserable, whatever garbage they were spitting out at the time. And the only thing that seems to have come out of 8 years of Barack and Michelle sitting in the White House, Russ getting creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer foisted upon us. We got that loser out of it. And of course, Barack and Michelle becoming multimillionaires many times over, getting so many piles of Benjamins that they now get to run around acting like Whitey. Evil racist Whitey, hanging out with all the other rich white people on Martha's Vineyard. And for you doubters out there, as if them living out on Martha's Vineyard doesn't already make them white, what's one of Michelle Obama's favorite clothing companies? And we had that story a couple of months back about it. One of her favorite clothing companies is J. Crew. And who wears J. Crew? White people. J. Crew is white people clothing. And you can go into any J. Crew. If they're in there and they're BIPOC, They're behind the register, ringing up all the white people dumb enough to buy J. Crew. Or as I like to call them, J. Screw. So those two are white. And you Obama groupies, now I know you think you're oh so stunning and brave for electing Mr. Cardboard, Mr. Hope and Change, to be president. But guess what? No. You folks, bless your hearts, nothing but suckers. And those two, they're laughing their asses off all the way to the bank. And before we jump into things, you clowns over at SiriusXM, nice job trolling me the other day. And I forgot to tell you this, white boy Malcolm X. Sorry, princess. So I'm driving around the other day, just doing my thing. What else do I have to do but drive around Boston, shaking my head in disgust at how feckless a job they did designing things around here? And so I'm channel surfing on SiriusXM, and guess what popped up? And that's rhetorical, sir. Watermelon Sugar by Harry Peekaboo Styles. Peekaboo, peekaboo. Yes, it did. It actually did. Now what? What do you want? Yes, of course I listened to it. Well, I listened to about a minute of it. Once I felt the blood start to trickle out of my ears, roll down my face, I changed the channel. But I listened enough to know that it sucked, and sucked hard. Him singing Watermelon Sugar High over and over and over again. Whatever the hell that is. But the funny thing is, that song has been out, I think it said 2019. So it's roughly 4 years or so at this point. I've never even heard of this song. Never knew it existed until the other week when we had that Katy Perry story. Her banning Queens from singing Watermelon Sugar as an audition song on American Idol. And the next thing you know, boom, it's on my radio, defiling my SUV, making me bleed from my ears with its presence. Oh, and one more thing for you folks over at SiriusXM. The Meghan Trainor channel? Really? What is she? Like a two-hit wonder? And for those of you who don't know, SiriusXM, they do this on their Channel 14. They'll dedicate it to one musician from time to time. Like they had, well, it was the Billy Joel channel for a while. That was great. Then they had the Whitney Houston channel for a bit. Another good one. But then they go from Billy Joel to Whitney Houston to Meghan Trainor. And now that's got me wondering, what's next? Maybe Ed Plagiarist Sheeran, that dopey ginger, him singing all the songs people have sued him over because he allegedly, supposedly, possibly, maybe, stole from other more talented musicians. And $10, white boy Malcolm X, because I was stupid enough to make that a joke. That's what'll be next for me to deal with. Ed Sheeran. Ed Plagiarist Sheeran on Channel 14. Plagiarizing all the hits. So let's just go ahead and jump into things, folks. And this first one is from CNBC. Resumes, including they, them pronouns, are more likely to be overlooked, new report finds. Well, no kidding. No duh. And I think, white boy Malcolm X, I think I'm about done with these heterosexual kids and their weirdo personality disorders. I'm about this close. And folks, I'm holding my fingers really close together. I'm super close to adding them to our band discussion topics. Adding them alongside Prince Harry Ginger and his vapid social climbing wife, Meghan Markle. Adults who have no earthly idea how to adult. Nutty Britney Spears. In fact, White Boy Malcolm X, go ahead, add him to the list. I want weirdo heterosexual kids with their super special pain-in-the-ass gender identities and their super special pain-in-the-ass pronouns. I want them on the ban list. Because not only are they, what do I always say? Them and the transgenders, they're needy and demanding. But not only are they needy and demanding, but they're exhausting to deal with. And at this point, they're boring. They're all boring. They're all insecure lemmings, all doing some version of the exact same thing. All while trying to be super special and unique. So I don't want to talk about them anymore. Because if I'm bored talking about them, you folks out there will get bored listening to me half-heartedly bitch about them. But real quick with this, since we're already on the topic, this article is basically a lecture by CNBC. If you were ever thinking about not hiring one of these prima donnas who have to make everything all about them, don't do it. It's against the law to discriminate against someone based on their gender identity. Even if their gender identity changes every damn day. And here's part of your lecture. Companies should have clearly outlined initiatives and timelines for improving diversity, equity, and inclusion in the workplace. On top of that, they should measure their employees' sense of belonging. Investing in these efforts can only be positive for companies and team members alike. And as we all know, for a non-binary to feel a sense of belonging, everyone else in the company has to memorize and use their super special pain-in-the-ass pronouns. Otherwise, they run off to HR. Oh, I just don't feel a sense of belonging. Princess, that's probably because you're surrounded by normal people who don't feel the need to be this difficult. Not even the queens. And you queens know who you are. Now for you potential employers out there, while it's true that you can't discriminate against someone based on their gender identity, you can certainly discriminate when it comes to what do weirdo non-binaries like to do these days? Pink, purple, or green hair? At least a half dozen face piercings, weird tattoos, they're all fair game. You can legally discriminate at will if you don't want someone with green hair or pink or purple hair or face piercings all over the place. You can go to town on all that. Unnatural hair color is not a protected class. Neither are face piercings. Now, they may get a labor lawyer who will try to argue, oh, Sears pink hair and face piercings are part of their gender identity. And in places like California, New York, Massachusetts, they might get that by some wacko leftist judge. But if you're in, say, South Carolina, Oklahoma, Utah, the Voldemort Estates, Florida, judge will be like, no. Nice try, but you do not pass go. You don't get to collect $200, Have a nice day. So I don't blame you for not wanting these super special pain in the asses running around your offices, torturing the rest of your employees with their neediness and their demands. Just be careful on how you go about it. And you have fun trying to get around that.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
From Out.com, those girls over at Out.com, 15 sexy pics of Olympic athlete Matthew Mitchum, who joined OnlyFans. What can I say about this? This poor queen. Oh, I know. He's another one. Bless his heart. Bless his heart. 6 ways to Sunday. To go from Olympic athlete to OnlyFans model, that is not a good look for anyone. And Matthew's big claim to fame, apparently, at least according to this article from those silly girls over at Out.com, is that Matthew is the very first out gay athlete to win a gold medal at the Olympics. And that was back in 2008. In Beijing. Although I don't know if I believe that. Nathan Chen aside, the world's only heterosexual male figure skater, you're telling me that no Olympic ice skating queen has won gold? Not possible. Yes, white boy Malcolm X. What's your comment? First ever out gay athlete. Oh, I see your point. So he's the first to run around, "Oh, I'm in the Olympics, and I am a big old queen." Well, that's a technicality at best. Like any male figure skater, again, Nathan Chen aside, like any of them could ever open their mouth and not have a big, gigantic purse fall right on out. Another, not possible. That's just semantics. Oh, yeah. There. Wink, wink. Straight. Okay, girls, if you say so. And this queen is charging. Get this, white boy Malcolm X. Matthew Mitchum, who I don't even think has been in the Olympics in over a decade. I think 2008 was it for him. At least going to the Olympics, having himself a grand gay old time in the Olympic Village. But he's charging $10 a month for his thirst trap pics. $10 whole a month. But no nudes, for those of you who are interested. So it's basically $10 a month to see an aging queen in a Speedo. Now, this may be rude to ask, but has this queen not heard of getting himself a sugar daddy? I mean, look at Tom Daley. That spoiled little kept boy. That pocket queen in a Speedo. He got himself a sugar daddy. And if that silly queen can do it, I can't imagine it being all that hard to accomplish. All you have to do is like Tom. One of his three jobs keeping that tight little body, looking good in a Speedo for Daddy. If Daddy's paying for everything, which I assume includes a gym membership, why the hell couldn't Matthew get himself a sugar daddy? Spare himself the humiliation of charging $10 a month to creepy strangers, having them defile themselves to his pictures. And speaking of blessing hearts, his poor parents. I bet they wish they were dead right about now. The family shame to the Mitchums. Their son basically whoring himself out online. Couldn't do the decent and proper thing. Get himself a sugar daddy, like any aging athletic queen would. Had to disgrace the family over $10 a month. So Matthew, not a great life choice you made there, son. But you have fun degrading yourself with all that. Speaking of debasing yourself online with thirst trap pics, how's this from OutKick? Paige Spiranak explains why she's not getting naked on her subscription site. And if you're out there going, Miller, Miller, who the hell is Paige Spiranak? Well, folks, I have no blanking clue who this chick is. She's apparently, allegedly, supposedly, possibly, maybe, the world's number one ranked golf influencer. So she's a dopey chick, not just a regular, run-of-the-mill chick. And I have no blanking idea what a golf influencer is either, especially one that looks like her. Oh my God, I'm here to, like, totally influence golf and stuff. That sounds about right. So I guess she, I don't know, hangs out with old white guys. That's basically who plays golf. Old white guys. Rich old white guys. And Bubblehead here. Oh my God. I'm like totally here to hang out with you guys. I'm gonna like influence and stuff. Because I'm like a golf influencer and stuff. You're a what? I'm like a golf influencer. What exactly do you influence? Like golf and stuff. Duh. But I guess she's getting out of that gig. Going to, well, she's not pulling a Matthew Mitchum. Going on to OnlyFans. Sharing the Benjamins with them. She's got her own site. Only Paige. Well, the bubblehead is clever, isn't she? And she's charging $9.95 a month, or $95.50 if you buy a whole year. A whole year of bubblehead Paige. Although, just like Matthew, no nudes for her either. So you don't get to see her hoo-hoo. Now, I would think for the money to buy what she's selling, I would think maybe the cheaper option would be to subscribe to Playboy, maybe Pornhub. I don't know. I don't look for half-naked chicks on the internet. But if she's what floats your boat, to all you straight guys out there anyway, she's like, there's got to be like thousands of women on the internet who all look like another bubblehead version of her. Certainly for less than $9.95 a month. And Paige isn't even going to show you her hoo-hoo. And a lot of women would do that for half the price. So her online, she's like, she's kind of like a non-binary. Because all the non-binary kids out there, they're all basically doing some variation of the exact same thing. One may have green hair, the next purple. One pierces their nose and tongue. The other pierces their lip and cheek. One uses fey, facel pronouns. The other, zizirza. But they're all basically doing a slightly different version of the exact same thing. And Paige here, she's just another in a long, long, long line of bubblehead bleach blondes trying to earn her some Benjamins, selling themselves online. Like, that reality will sink in with a golf influencer. No. Don't hold your breath. And for our last story, folks, it's from NBC News. Cindy McCain to head UN World Food Program. The widow, a 2008 GOP presidential nominee, John McCain, has been a U.S. envoy to the WFP and the Food and Agriculture Organization since 2021. I'll tell you what, Ambassador Cindy McCain, mother of Meghan McCain, that blithering idiot, she is riding high in the swamp for having whored herself out to creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer, endorsing him just to be spiteful of Donald Trump. Make fun of my dopey husband. I'll show you. And as a reward, creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer, he made her the U.S. representative to the United Nations agencies for food and agriculture. That's a fancy ambassador level position. So now she gets to run around all the cocktail parties in Georgetown. Oh, I'm Ambassador Cindy McCain. But now, creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer, he's giving her a new gig. She's now head of the UN World Food Program, which I guess is a promotion, from U.S. representative to the head of her very own corrupt UN. And yes, folks, I do know that's redundant. But now she gets her very own corrupt UN agency to run, which is where the real Benjamins are at. I mean, who at the UN, and it's got to be a much shorter list, but who at the UN isn't on the take in some form or fashion? Now, she's got her own money, her own family money. John McCain picked well with that one. Kind of like Beto O'Rourke. Like that pansy soy boy did with his sugar mama. So I'm sure she's as pure as the wind-driven snow. All things being relative. Her being at the UN. Now, she's probably got a lot of expenses taking care of her dopey daughter, Meghan McCain. But I'm sure she has enough. She doesn't need to lower herself for that. Being creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffers, useful idiot, to stick it to Donald Trump to get herself a fancy ambassadorship, that's enough for her. But I'm sure she's surrounded by some of the most corrupt people on the planet. The grifter class at the UN. Those girls make the Ukrainians blush. Make all the swamp creatures in DC blush. At all the skimming and fraud that surrounds anything managed by the UN. So Ambassador Cindy, congrats on your promotion. I hope selling yourself to creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer for revenge and status in the swamp was worth it. Have yourself a grand gay old time among the professional thieves of the UN. But I know, Cindy, I know that these UN jobs, whatever it takes to avoid having to see your daughter, not that I blame you. So on that note, since I cannot top Ambassador Cindy McCain getting herself another UN gig for whoring herself out to creepy Uncle Joe the hair sniffer, even if I suspect she's only doing it to avoid having to deal with Meghan McCain, since I cannot top that, it is time to plug pull this podcast. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on this weekday edition of the Miller Frost Podcast. I am your host, Miller Frost, joined as always by my fake black friend, White Boy Malcolm X. Have a great rest of your week, a good start to your weekend, and we'll see you back here in a couple of days. In the meantime, take care.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.